No, I have this motion out there. It may be that we need a lot more time to discuss it, and I might, in fact, want to introduce, substitute it with the motion that requires us to have a 30-minute PNB item on every LSB agenda in order to be apprised of what's going on the PNB and enabling us to develop positions.
Second.
There's a motion on the floor. Now, Sherna, just for clarity, you're moving that the LSB have a 30-minute agenda item each meeting on PNB, and it was seconded.
But I want to be specific. In order to be apprised of issues under consideration so that we can take positions, if we desire, to which our delegates are bound.
Okay. We all got that wording. It was moved, and I think the second applied to that wording.
Yeah.
Now let's go to discussion over the motion. We'll go first to David, and then to Israel. Yeah, David, and then Israel.
Yeah, I'd like to, I hope we can have time to deal with that issue today, because there's an awful lot before the board. And the LSB, in addition to taking a position on certain issues, also needs to be involved in talking to other LSBs, so that when we bring motions forth out of this one, we don't just come up there and find that, you know, people are opposed to it because the footwork hasn't been done. It's difficult. There are a lot of really serious issues before the board that deal with... I'm being told I have 15 seconds. Previously, we didn't have time limits. May I continue this comment?
We're going to ask you to time the agenda item.
I'll say it's kind of rattling, particularly given how I feel. So anyhow, there are a whole lot of issues, and the issues coming up at this board meeting, you know, there's issues from the fact that WBAI's LSB may not approve their budget, and so what is the LSB going to do in that situation? There are a number of issues that are out there. There were issues, for example, around the review of the executive director and how that happened. So I really hope that we can do this. I do want to say that on the issue of binding the local board members to the decisions of the majority of the local board, the problem with that is that we're elected by STV, which means that it takes 5 votes to get elected. So if there's a position that's 12 to 7, for example, on the board, and I and 3 of the people of the 5 people who voted for me were on the negative side, but the majority is on this other side, it's a little bit difficult to know who your actual constituency is. So in that discussion, I hope that what we do is that the national board members indicate their various positions on it, and if there's a big disjunction between the split among the delegation and the split on the LSB, then we figure out how to deal with something like that. But I really do think, the other thing is we're meeting as a national board every single month now, and so there's a lot of issues that are coming up that are structuring, you know, things that happen locally, and so I really do think we need some consistent attention to that.
Thank you. Ed?
If George Bush is elected president, re-elected president, he's going to be president of all of the people of the United States. Any congressperson who wins 51-49 is going to be the congressperson for the entire 100%. It's absolutely beyond reason, beyond sense, in my opinion, for David to say, to start, it's a cheap way of trying to avoid a very simple thing. I mean, to say that you want to know who voted for you, and then are you representing them? Your constituency is this board. And our constituency is part of which is sitting right there. We were elected. you know, to judge. I mean, not on behalf of just the people who voted for me or whatever, but of all of us. Therefore, you are responsible to the board. This doesn't mean by posing the most, you know, arcane, important issue, such as the budget of WBAI, which really is a critical issue, that any of us would expect you to, you know, come here and explain every single thing to us. But in general, I mean, Sherna's proposal seems to make sense to me. It was on that basis that we, I can remember the argument that I made and that all of us made, is that if we had votes here and we elected the Pacifica National Board, that we would have the power to influence them or even change them if they did things wrong. And I think it's just a reaffirmation. I mean, I'm really surprised that, you know, that people would object to that. I think that in general, you know, you should be attuned to you know, to be responsive to this committee and to inform us. That's all.
Thank you, Dan. Leslie.
I don't know if this mic is working. Thank you. And Carrie, I want to thank you for your technical help through this. You've really been hustling. I am unclear on two things with Sherna's motion. One, she seems to have radically changed it from what she sent out last night, and I'm having a little trouble following the ball here. So let me ask Sherna. Dave brought up the point of representing members on this body, and clearly there's no reason that any director would know who voted for them. I agree. On the other hand, I don't necessarily want our directors voting as a block on every issue. We have three directors for a reason, and that's to represent the different interests on this board. Otherwise, we would only have one listener delegate. So I need some clarity from you, Sherna. Does this new motion involve the directors voting unanimously on issues passed by this LSB?
Voting.
I'm actually going to give Sherna an opportunity just to respond to that one question.
Voting at the PNB on motions passed by the LSB?
Yes.
My intention is that if we pass something, that they be mandated to vote up, to forward it and to support it.
So that the interests of the minority are not represented on the PNB if the LSB has voted as a majority. Is that a fair statement?
If I can elaborate, can I respond?
Yes, yes, okay.
Let me give the example of the only hierarchical organization I was ever involved in among all my activist work was in my union. When our local voted on something and we went to the council, the full body, we were mandated by the local. If a person did not agree, they might not vote against it, they may not vote for it, and they might state their personal position. But they were mandated to follow the will of the body. I thought that's what we fought for in the Pacifica struggle, was that the LSB had power.
Okay, now that ends in a cross-discussion, but you still have the floor.
I would like to say, and I will use here Ed's example of the congressperson, the reason we have more than one congressional representative is that they can represent a multiplicity of views. And I think it's important in this democracy that the minority be heard at the PNB level. I think that's absolutely critical.
Okay, Chad.
I agree that the minority should be heard at the PNB level. And I think that our PNB representatives should take note of, you know, of the consensus. I mean, if it's like, you know, 90% or 95% to 1%, you know, then they need to be pretty on board with whatever it is. If it's 55 to 45, I think that that's an important constituency that needs to be heard. I mean, I think that the motion itself, if we pass a motion and we want that taken to the national, that needs to be taken to the national. However, it is very rare for a motion to be heard and passed on the first vote. Usually what happens is people amend it, they change it, they discuss it, and at that point, I think that it is important that our PNB representatives hear and be the spokespeople for the people at the local level. I don't think that they should, if it's not perfect, vote against it. Some people take that position, and I, you know, it's like if it's not the perfect affirmative action program, I'm voting against it. I think that they should follow through with the general thought of the body. But I agree with Leslie that the minority voices do need to be heard, and that they can't be bound by, like, always say the same thing, because who knows what the same thing really even is.
Thank you.
Although I agree with Sharon's motion in regard to the fact that there should be report back by the our PNB members, and that the PNB concern should be on every LSB meeting agenda, I disagree that we should bind our representatives to vote in a certain way, because at any LSB meeting there may be a quorum of only, let's say, 9 people, and it may not reflect the nuances and changes in attitude over time between an LSB meeting and a PNB meeting. And it may not cover concerns that occur at a PNB meeting. I think we should trust our representatives. However, we should know how they feel on certain issues, what they're doing on the PNB, how they're voting, so that we can instruct them. But except for particular votes or particular issues that should be taken on a case-by-case basis, I don't think that we should bind our representatives on every issue. So I think that I would amend the motion just to take out the binding nature of their voting.
I accept as a friendly amendment.
Okay, that will be incorporated into Cherna's amendment, and Cherna, make a note of that so you can read that amendment later when we vote.
Point of order.
Okay.
Point of order?
Yes, David.
Yeah, just as a point of order.
Yes, but there's a point of order. This is out of sequence. Go ahead.
It belongs to the body, not the maker, after it's been seconded and reread. So you should ask, is there any objection on the board to accepting that as a friendly amendment?
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. For some reason, it was kind of muffled.
I'm sorry. Once a motion is made, seconded, and reread, it belongs to the body, not the maker. So you should ask if there's any objection of the body to that as a friendly amendment.
Yeah, that's right. I was actually thinking of that. I was trying to take a shortcut. Once the motion is made, it becomes the property of the body, not the maker. So friendly amendments are out of order. So I can ask the whole body if there are any objection to incorporating Grace's amendment, or the wording, into the main motion, because it belongs to the body rather than to Sherman. Is there any objection to Grace's
Point of information.
Well, let me just finish this first. Is there any objection? Okay, seeing no objection. Are you objecting to this?
Point of information relative to this. Namely, we're getting a little complicated here. It'd be good if we had a reading from the secretary of what the motion is and what this change is before we even agree to that.
Yes.
I'm not clear.
Well, you were sitting right next to Grace. Did you hear her wording, which Sharon accepted?
But I'm asking the secretary. The secretary have this down. That's for the purpose of the whole body, not just for me.
Okay. So Israel's request is that we hear Sherna's motion altered by Grace's wording.
It may change slightly at the final reading, but what I have is that there shall be a 30-minute item of PNB business at each LSB meeting so that the LSB may take positions to which our directors are bound. and that the amendment was to strike those final words, to which our directors are bound.
Do you both agree with that? Is that what it was? Yes, all right. Is there any objection from the body for that wording now? Seeing no objections, that will be the wording of the motion. Let's return, excuse me, to the stacks. Carry. Pass. Jane.
Yeah. You have me to say?
My concern is that, and I misunderstood this with Sherman in our discussions, or maybe not Sherman, I'm not sure, that they not be, when the LSB or when the LSB committees have decided on something specific, that the PNB member does, delegate does not change that before bringing it to the committee. To me, the most important things about having representatives is A, that they show up, B, that they represent us, C, that they are, they do not bilaterally change the wording and therefore the meaning of the committee's intent when they bring it to the PNB.
Thank you. Israel Ben-Karim.
Yeah, I think it's important that we, even today, we should have some report from both of our two four delegates as to what at least the priorities or highlights are of the present PNB. Most of us don't even know what's going on. That's an immediate thing. I was just today, we don't simply get bogged down, I don't mean that in a bad way, on one particular motion, to know what's going on, and that they, indeed this should be a part of the future of all of our meetings. I agree. In addition to which, there should be a reference which we're reminded of always as to where on websites we can read minutes and or other information to background us on the PNB, because obviously we can't do everything in these meetings, but we need some kind of a summary, at least of highlights of key issues that have gone past, as well as in a timely manner, and I underline that in a timely manner, things that are coming up and which we should have some say-so.
Thank you. Marie.
I was just going to comment on what Dave had said, and sometimes we get so wrapped up in the politics and the side taking that we forget that there's a human element in whatever we do. And what Dave was saying is that regardless of what we may send to the PNB, there's a human side of it, and that human side is we as a body here need to develop relationship with the other boards so that when our people take our issues to the board, it is supported. And so, because if you don't have that relationship, I don't care what you bring to the board, it is foreign. So we need to take upon ourselves to develop relationship with the other station LSBs around the country, so when Dave and the rest of the body bring these motions, then it will be something that they would consider and they would want to vote on it, because we have relationships with the individuals.
Thank you very much. Sure enough.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not
waiting at a friend.
Okay, then I'll call the question.
Call the question. Second. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved to the second. The question has been called for. Remember, this is not voting on the motion, but just a close debate. Those in favor of calling the question and ending debate, raise your red cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11.
Opposed? Abstentions?
1, 2.
Okay.
Three.
We will not vote on this until after public comment.
Good
on Thursday. Okay. Now, how much time do we have left on this agenda item?
But can we now move to discussion of the PNB?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, well, sure, the reason we didn't instantly, I think we need to know how much time we have on this agenda. Okay, now let's open up. We're going to vote on that after public comment. Let's go to the PNB discussion.
I do my job.
Shall we continue? The stack is David Harrison and Leslie, but I don't
Chair,
have the stack.
I don't think you can have this discussion without a report from us.
That's what I asked for.
Oh, the report.
Thank yeah.
You. Okay, go ahead then. Donna and David
yeah.
will have the floor.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Didn't we have give a report at that time?
Excuse me, Don. This report was not in the agenda. I have a motion I'd like to bring to this issue.
Okay, repeat that. What was that?
I have no objection to hearing from the PNB, but their report is not in the agenda, and I have a motion around the issue of PNB functioning that I'd like to bring to this body.
Point of order.
Okay, one moment. Let me deal with the first point of order. Under Agenda 5, Pacifica National Board functioning and the next PNB meeting, which was meant to signal that we would prepare for that meeting in Washington, October 1, 2, and 3. Therefore, the way to prepare for that PNB meeting is to find out what's on the agenda there and what we need to deal with. So,
why don't we have a written report from our PNB directors in front of us? Why are we taking agenda time to do this?
Okay, we can actually have Donna and David respond to your questions, but I'm going to rule that the next PNB meeting, October 1, 2, and 3 in Washington, is an appropriate rationale for getting some kind of report on what's on the agenda there and what's happening, and when they're making their reports, could you also respond to Leslie's question?
Well, you know, I want to agree, believe it or not, with Leslie on this, okay, because, number one, I was under the impression that we already made a report from the last PNB. Now, keep in mind, I don't believe I was at the last LSB meeting. So I did not come here prepared to make a report. I also did not bring the agenda with me for the upcoming PNB meeting, which is on October the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So, you know, if there is to be anything about a report, I'm going to have to pass that to Dave.
Yeah, as for the upcoming thing, we got the proposed agenda on Friday, and I've suggested some alterations to it. I don't have it with me, but I have it from memory. Also, since I thought we were going to be talking about what we've done on the PMB, I compiled a list. I did compile a report, at least, of all the motions that I've put forward or that have been approved, and many of those things are things that we're going to be dealing with on this upcoming board meeting, but I just want to say quickly, just to give you a sense, so because I think this may affect your interest, the major items that are going to be dealt with are the race and nationality issue, the national budget, and there are a couple of contingencies. One has to do with restoration of the archives funding mechanism to be a straight 3% of central services, which is different from the way it's being funded now, which is through affiliate revenue and tape sales. There's another contingency budget, which is a reorganization of the national office, which may include the creation of new positions. And there is the issue of WBAI and what to do if their budget isn't approved by their local board. And it is not an arcane issue, and it goes to the power of the LSBs over the budget, which is directly relevant to what happens here. There's a policy on unbudgeted inter-unit transfers. So can the national office come in and levy an assessment on the station that wasn't budgeted during the year? And if so, what's the process for oversight and approval? A policy on contract oversight, namely if the national executive director is going to, or local managers are going to enter into contracts, what is the role of the governance structure in that in terms of overview and or approval? And the review of the executive director, and a possible decision on his continuation, you know, hiring, firing, whatever. So those are the major points that are going to be dealt with at this board meeting, and I do think each of them merits discussion.
Don, in light of this and that we're coming at the end of time, I'd like to move that we dedicate 1 hour to this discussion.
Okay, I do want to remind people that the agenda item is down to 2 minutes. Now, what was your motion?
My motion is that we extend discussion on these items, seeing as they are so numerous and so complicated, by 1 hour. Since we have no background on them, no information, it's going to take at least an hour to even begin this conversation.
Point of personal privilege.
Okay. Yes, now, First of all, let's see if there's a second to that motion. Okay, it's been moved.
A point of personal privilege.
We're going to respect.
I've sent around a notice from Roger Manning, and I believe the secretary did too, with a list of every motion passed by the board up to, not including the last special meeting. So the board has been given summary information on it. It's not true that there's been nothing said about any of this. And of course, all meetings have been public and the notes have been posted.
These are all new items, correct?
No, they're all stuff that, with the exception of the archives issue, all of them are things that you have seen in that list of motions passed by the board that I sent around and that the secretary also sent around.
Okay. Now, time is up for this agenda item, but we have a motion to extend for an hour. I do have a couple concerns around timing.
Yes.
I'm going to respect the board's comments first, then I'm going to call on myself. Let's just come around here. Harrison, Jane, Jan, and Jim.
I find Dave's remarks very confusing, although he's left. He said that these are the items that are going to be considered at the next meeting, and yet he tried to say that they were those motions that had already been passed and we'd been notified about.
Excuse me, we do have a procedural problem before you go ahead. This agenda item has run out. There is a motion on the floor to extend for 1 hour. I'm going to ask, instead of 1 hour, just so we can kind of orient ourselves, I'm going to entertain a motion to extend for 5 minutes.
Seconded.
It's moved and seconded.
That's promotional.
Okay. And then we're going to entertain Leslie's motion after people have a chance to kind of talk about this for 5 minutes, where we are. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes temporarily to handle the procedure here? Okay. Hearing none, we've extended. Who's keeping time?
Lawrence,
we've extended for 5 minutes, and I want to assure Leslie that your motion will take priority after these 5 minutes elapses.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Harrison.
I'd just like to retain my place on the previous stack and not be talking about the extension of time right now. Is that possible?
Okay.
Why don't you let him give more of a report during this 5 minutes? At least we'll get something.
Well, this is about, aren't we talking about whether we should
extend
for 5 minutes or for 60?
Well, we've only extended for five, but there's going to be a motion. There is a motion for 1 hour.
Of a point of information. Point of information.
We were coming around here, Jan.
Point of information.
Yes.
Simply, is it possible to ask Donna and David, which I am right now asking, do they feel there's enough in their minds and their memories for us to feed upon for a discussion for a half an hour, or whatever? Otherwise, we're simply just yakking. We need real information on what the issues are. I'd like to ask them to respond. What kind of time would be useful for us to discuss this, given the fact we don't have the actual text of materials?
Okay, we've actually heard from Donna, but...
That would be helpful for us to decide on how much time.
That's right. So hold that for just a moment. Let's come back, because I actually recognize some people down here.
Yeah. We've been here since 10. There are motions that have been up that we have not had listeners talk to it. To go on for 1 hour and muddy the waters, they're already being muddied about the last three motions. To discuss this is ridiculous. We have got to get to a point where we're voting on the motions already on the floor.
Okay. Was that okay? Coming along.
Wait a minute. I didn't...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Could I get a response to my information?
I entirely endorse everything that Jane just said. Wait a minute. In addition, I think part of democracy is getting to the end of the agenda so that everybody's motions and issues are heard, and that is a part of democracy that we have failed to even come close to, because we all like to hear ourselves talk too much. So I vote at, I move that we extend this for a total of 10 minutes in which we have five more minutes of discussion. After, first of all, that we have listener comment first. And then we have five more minutes of discussion of whatever it is that's going to happen that the people, that Dave, since he's the only one who's here, that Dave thinks...
Well, no,
no,
she's already said she's not going to talk.
Donna said she's not going to talk. That Dave speak for 5 minutes and that we have 5 or 6 minutes total of feedback and then move on, move the agenda.
Don, on procedure,
okay.
I would like a
I just want to remind people to be loyal to our original. We do have a motion. We'll come back to. We are going to probably have a substitute motion.
On procedure, I would simply like a response from Donna and David to my information request, which will help us, hopefully, on what we're going to do.
We're trying to move to that some kind of orderly way. Israel is next, but you don't want to speak. You want to hear
them
speak.
Right now I want to hear this.
Okay.
Leave me in the sack, but that wasn't why I wrote
it. All right. Very, very good. Harrison.
I'd like to amend Leslie's motion to have a listener comment and now proceed. And have us vote on those things which are pending, and then to consider these other motions.
I second that motion.
I want to think of it.
Okay, now, we now have like three proposals here. It's been moved and seconded, but we're going to go back. Let's just see Sherna and Jane, and then we're going to get us out of this.
I want to fix that, because I think you want to listen to your comments on the positions that we might be taking, recommending our PNB delegates to take the board. Those are critical issues, and critical comments to include that. I would suggest, if we look at the agenda, there was actually 37 minutes total for the PNB issue. One, we talked about a process issue that we have to vote. I seem to make that kind of problem, which said that at every meeting we consider 30 minutes, right? The other was 12 minutes. We don't want to report that. What we want is to hear what's on the agenda to decide if we want to take or need to take positions to instruct our delegates as to how to proceed at the PNB meeting.
Okay, so just so I understand. Okay, let's not have any more comments. Let's deal. Are you still keeping your motion on the floor, Leslie, for a one-hour extension?
I will defer to Harrison's motion that we go to public comment now, vote on the issues in front of us, return to this discussion for the remainder of our 5 minutes at the end of those votes.
5 minutes is up.
Okay, so we do what we need to do to continue to find time for being adequately informed by our PNB directors after listener comments and votes on the pending motions.
Okay, are you keeping your motion on the floor?
First, I would like to vote on Harrison's. I think we need to do that, and then...
Okay. I'm going to ask...
Move on.
I'm going to ask for...
But, Jen, does that mean you are...
I'm going to ask the body to amend this. There is an issue that there are people in the audience who have waited for 4 hours. It's around the KPFK elevator project. I'm going to ask if we can amend that to deal with a very short agenda item on the KPFK elevator so listener sponsors can also address that issue. So we would have, we would stop now on this agenda, take the elevator project, then go to listener comment, then come back, to the board.
So moved.
Okay, is there any objection to that formulation?
I just have a question.
Yes.
Are the listeners going to be able to comment then on our discussion of what it is we're requesting the board to act on?
That's on public comment the second half. This is only first half of 15 minutes.
This is 15
but
minutes.
We only had
7 minutes, Sherna.
That was only... you know what? I think we should not... really consider the four public comments too as too much time eaten up. I think we need to go to 15 and 15. Okay, seeing no objection. Oh, excuse me. Go ahead. Let's hear from Harrison.
Now you've essentially amended my motion.
Well, no, I was asking the body.
I also speak to the point that supposedly we're going to discuss Jack's motion. and he's going to speak before we do, and then we're going to vote, or what? Are we going to have to go back to a listener discussion before we vote on that motion?
No, no. Let me explain. Let me explain.
And then we're just taking up a lot of time here instead of just proceeding forward.
No one is more aware of that than the chair. The thing I thought I got consensus was about this. The disabled community has a resolution. They have waited a long period of time. My question was, could we take the KPFK elevator motion now, then move to public comment about all of the other issues, and we have three or four to vote on, then come back to PNB and finish this agenda item, extending the time.
So moved.
Okay, well, we went through this.
So moved to amend the Harrison's motion to add...
I just have a point of information.
Okay, Jim.
When you say take the motion, do you just mean reading the motion or do you mean discussing the motion?
We're hoping there's not going to be much discussion about it.
Well, then you mean there is going to be a discussion?
Well,
a short discussion, yes.
It's up to the body of law. Okay.
So we don't know what it is.
10 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're way over time.
You're going to amend my motion. That's a motion.
Well,
a motion to amend my motion.
Let me explain then, Harrison. When you make a motion, if it comes to the property of the body, it's not yours, it's the property of the body.
Right.
As we did earlier, if we get agreement that it can't be amended from the body which owns it, we can move forward. And I thought...
Okay, and I made the motion. I made the motion to amend your motion to have the elevator project discussion before we have listener comments, so that they can comment.
So that they can also comment on that.
And there was a second. So why don't we vote on it? Call the question.
All right.
On the amendment.
The question has been called for. State. No further discussion. We'll go to a vote. How many are willing to take the elevator motion now, just before public comment? Raise your red cards. Okay, who's counting here?
1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Opposed.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Abstentions.
1.
Okay, I believe that passes.
It does.
Okay, so let's just take a quick moment. The motion on the elevator is before you, and I'm hoping this is straightforward. Yes, the chair will be making the motion.
Can somebody read it?
Yes, may I read it? Whereas the Pacifica Foundation was established as the progressive voice of the voiceless and the accessible forum for the underserved, whereas PPFK has a moral commitment to combat all forms of bigotry, including ableism, through innovative and humanistic programming, whereas KPFK is dedicated to universal accessibility with full and equal accommodations for its consumers, volunteers, or employee staff by preventing and or removing any and all discriminatory barriers. And whereas KPFK is currently in violation of the U.S. and California laws, including the Civil Rights Act of 1964, 1991, and the Americans with Disability Act of 1990, and the Unruh Act of 1987, be it resolved, and this is the whole motion, a functional elevator be installed and maintained, thus making the second floor at the station fully accessible. Please note, it does not call for any, it doesn't mention financial obligation at this point. Basically, feasibility studies, structural engineers, and a lot of other things would have to happen to see if it's the timeline and so on. This is a sense of the body resolution that we support accessibility to the archives for disabled. Is there a second to the motion?
Okay. So we don't have
Don White. Okay, is there a second to the motion?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion, Terry.
As a point of order, the chair should step down on this item. And I would like to move to amend to strike the final whereas. I think it's a violation of our fiduciary responsibility to publicly admit that we're currently in violation of the law.
I have a point there.
I don't think it needs it. It's resolving that.
Let's keep it secret. I agree.
Yeah. And actually,
and it may not be true.
Only the resolve would appear there, I think.
No, we'll just take it out.
Yeah, let's take out. Okay. Well, let's handle that first, just so that we keep this going as we go along. Yes, all right. There's a proposal that the last wear has. Okay, would you want to facilitate this?
Sure. Okay. Just FYI, I'm really sick. So go eat down here. You have to keep my staff.
Can't hear you.
I said I'm really, really sick, so bear with me. Okay, so there is a motion to amend your motion by Terry. Is there a second to amend?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. There's a stack, Leslie Harrison David. Leslie
Harrison and Dean.
I don't need to speak to the amendment.
Call the question on the amendment.
Question's been called on the amendment. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second on it. Now we are voting on whether or not to call the question on the amendment. All in favor of adding or amending the motion, please signify by raising the red cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Those opposed? 0. Any abstentions? 2. So it has now been amended to strike the illegal section and what else?
Just that?
Okay.
Well, that was to close debate.
So let's go back to discussion.
What? That was to close debate on the amendment.
Oh, you're right. Thank you. So now we're voting on the amendment. Thank you. Now we're voting to actually amend this. So please, if you're in favor of amending it by striking the section about the illegal or the violations, please signify by raising the red cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 13, all opposed? 0 abstentions. Terry, did you vote? Are you abstaining?
It's okay, leave him alone.
I like this question.
It was your question.
The question is to delete the fourth whereas paragraph.
This was your amendment. So where are you voting?
I'm voting in favor of the amendment.
So it's unanimous.
Really?
Okay. I have a.
Okay, so now we go to the staff on the original motion, and it is Leslie Harrison, David Jan. Leslie.
I entirely support the idea of an up and down machine. Thank you.
Pogo stick.
Hour for discussion of budgets
for the station. I have two concerns with this motion. Don tells us it's not going to bind us in any way, nor does it commit us to any action, so I'm not quite sure what this does. My second question is, Don mentioned that it would set up feasibility studies and engineers, which is indeed an expense. So I'm a little concerned here. I would like to amend it to say, be it resolved that the LSB accepts the principle that a functional elevator shall be installed and maintained, thus making the second floor at the station fully accessible. I still don't know what that does, but it's a vote of confidence, I suppose.
Second.
Was that a motion?
Yes.
Okay, so say what the motion is exactly.
Be it resolved that the LSB accepts the principle that a functional elevator shall be installed and maintained, thus making the second floor at the station fully accessible.
And I seconded it.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor and a second. Point of clarification, Donna.
I want to know, does the LSB have to approve the go-ahead of the elevator in order for the station to actually start the work on the elevator? Do they need our approval?
Could I address that?
Yes, go ahead, John.
A couple of issues. Yes, Leslie, actually, you're correct. Everything that's in the pipeline now is pro bono. The architect who's looking at the building is pro bono. There's no outlay of money connected to this. But, of course, at a future time, there would have to be approval of money. The collective that's working on this is meeting regularly at the station. They're relating to the general manager. That collective feels that they have enormous respect for this body. They would like to have this body join with other members of the community and other groups and the GM in expressing kind of what Leslie has expressed, the basic sense of the body commitment and, in principle, agreement that the second floor should be accessible to the disabled. So, technically, I believe the building may actually belong to the Pacifica National Board and the Foundation. So, no one here in LA has a deed to the building. It belongs to the Foundation. So, this is a process that has to go up the ladder.
My question was, does this board have to give a go-ahead in order for the manager to start working on this project?
No, because there actually are initial steps already in place.
Point of...
I think David...
Point of whatever.
Okay, go ahead, point of order.
It's not really a point of order. It has to be, insofar as that's a budget item, and the budget item has to get approved, the answer is yes, because when it goes to do some initial stuff, no, but upon implementation, that's going to have to go in the budget. So as far as that goes, the answer would be yes.
Okay, so on the stack, we've got Harrison, David, Jan, who stepped out. John, you're still on the stack. Israel, Donna, and Madeline. And we've only got 3 minutes left, so I'm going to take one more speaker, and then if we don't extend the time, we're going to run out of time. So, Harrison,
I'll call the question.
We have a point of information. Go. Quick, we have a point of information.
I was going to call the question myself.
Oh, you said call the question.
Yeah, but we can close debate.
Yeah. So there's a motion to close debate. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of closing debate, this is on the amendment. Please signify by raising the red cards.
On the amendment?
Yeah, no. Leslie, didn't you offer an amendment?
I certainly did.
There's an amendment. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All opposed? Donna, which way are you voting? We're opposing now.
No.
1, 2, 4, 2. So we've closed debate on the amendment. All in favor of accepting Leslie's amendment, please read it again, Leslie.
Is that a vote?
No, now we're voting on the amendment. We voted to close the debate. No, this is just for the amendment.
No, we've already... This would effectively pass the motion if the amendment passes.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're saying we should wait on
I believe so.
Then we've got how many minutes left, Lawrence? You have 1 minute left. Would you like to extend time?
No.
Anybody move to extend time?
Actually, doesn't that take...
We voted to call the question.
Until the minute is up, we've got two people on the stack, Harrison and David. Harrison,
no, we already closed the debate.
No, actually, I don't want to be speak at all. I think that
I do.
This is all.
David, go ahead.
This is something. This is not up to us, okay? This is not up to us. This is, as Don pointed out, this is a foundation thing. To say the sense of the body is, you're talking $200,000 to move forward. It's something the National Board is going to have to do for one of its facilities. The Pacifica Radio Archives is not part of KPFK. Excuse me?
It's a point of information.
How so?
Terry, I call what's out of order. Excuse me, and it's a point of information.
No,
it's also information, Maria.
I believe. I'm sorry. I thought I had been recognized. I thought I had been recognized to speak. If you want to do something about this, then it should be a recommendation to the National Board that instructs the National Office to move forward on this. Otherwise, what are we doing?
Yes.
Chair, back to John.
Okay.
I got to go before I fall over.
Okay, I'm going to tell you that we actually have closed discussion of that because the thing that's left is a vote. Is a vote. So we're going to move to listener comments right now. 15 minutes of listener comments. They can discuss the elevator project. They can discuss all of the various issues that we have votes pending. I'm going to ask people to remain so that we can vote right after listener comments. Now, because it's a fairly small number, we can just call on listener sponsors. We do have, I believe, a two-minute limit. So with people, someone will have to keep time. Can you do that, Lawrence?
Do you want to? Yeah, I think so.
So we'll have 15 minutes of listener comment, limited to 2 minutes.
A point of information, Don. Could you tell us all what motions are now pending?
Yes. We have the elevator that we just did. And people, when I go through these, listen carefully. We have a PNB motion, Sherman's motion to bind PNB members to a vote, to our votes.
No,
it's been changed. But all right, give us the exact wording.
Can I read it?
Resolve that there shall be a 30-minute item of PNB business at each LSB meeting so that the LSB may take positions as amended.
And could you also, we have the gender on the IPC, that's Jane Halperin's motion, 2 women of the LSB be nominated to replace the lab members.
Here, Carrie.
Okay.
And
in order that the necessary gender balance on the IPC, in order to have the necessary gender balance on the IPC, I would like to propose a motion that 2 women from the LSB be nominated to take the place of 2 of the 3 present lab members who are not LSB members.
Can I read it for you?
Yeah, you better.
In order to have the necessary gender balance on the IPC, I propose a motion that 2 women from the LSB be nominated to take the place of 2 of the 3 present LAB members who are A, no longer representative of this body, and B, do not wish to serve.
Okay, we also have 2 motions, a motion and a substitute. The motion was by Jim regarding town hall meetings, and the substitute motion was by Ed Pearl that changed the wording. So we have those 2.
And I have an IPC motion.
Okay. Give us your IPC motion.
Read the resolved part, okay? That if the results of the current election of the 4 collective representatives to the IPC are skewed, so that any one collective has more than 1 member elected, that STV be used to replace the additional member or members, and that the remaining 2 seats be given to the next highest vote getters from 2 other collectives.
That's right. I believe those were all of them. Well, you mean the substitute to Jim's? I don't know if we have. Does the secretary want to read? We won't read Jim's motion because it's clearly established here with the possible changes of dates.
Yeah, just the 4
change of dates. Then Ed's substitute motion was to basically create an ad hoc town hall committee out of the lab, the LSB. Maybe you have that. Do you have Ed's wording?
At the next meeting.
Yeah.
I can say it.
I'm sure we don't.
Yeah, all right, we all know this.
Yeah, I think we all know it. Basically, an amended Jim's motion to create an ad hoc committee on town halls. Okay.
Including
residents.
Let's just forget it. Let's sort of listen.
Yeah, because we have to go over it again.
Yeah.
You know, if there's no objection, I'm just going to start at this end and come down. There are so few listener sponsors. So, okay, good. We'll begin here.
Okay. Who's starting?
Thank you. Thank you. I hope you're a registered member. I'm only taking those guys today. My name is Jerry Pearson, for those who don't know me. I am president of the Disabled Veterans Association of California. We now have 7 chapters. In San Francisco, at KPFK around that area, KPFA around that area, and in several other cities. We encourage all of our members to listen to the station on computers, over the net, or by flashing mirrors and smoke signals if we have to. As a disabled person, I would like to make this statement. The elevator is needed at the station. I am one of the guys with very bad knees. I just got out of the hospital from having kidney surgery 2 days ago to come down here to try and talk about that issue. Also, there are other things that I'd like to speak on. If anybody hasn't, I need a few more signatures. I'm running for the listeners board again. But I am still in here, and I am willing to give this organization the last drop of my sweat, blood, and breath if I have to. But the elevator would help, okay? Because it's awfully hard to find 4 guys who can carry this mangled corpus delicious up the stairs. Anyway, and then take my wheelchair or trying to get up there with a walker. It is a good idea. And there are a lot of other people that I'm speaking for who are who listen to the disabled program and a lot of the other programs on the station. Get the elevator. Hell yes. If it takes 2 years, I'll get you a bunch of vets who are in good shape, and we'll build the damn thing for nothing.
Yay.
God love you. But let's get it voted, get it on, and move on.
Thank you, Jerry.
Anybody needs to come? I got this sign, and I need a few more names. Anybody who's eligible, please give it to me.
The petition that I sent around for Jerry.
Nobody signed it.
It's already been sent
it's on
around.
There.
It's over here, and I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 signatures on it.
Excuse me, I'm keeping the time. How many people are speaking?
2 minutes.
So I know. Can I see how many people are speaking?
Okay. Let's have other listener sponsors, and we'll move across the room here.
Well, 8 or 9 is not going to be 2 minutes each.
Sure. I just want to thank you all for the work that you're doing. That's it.
You're a candidate.
My name is Wendy Campbell, and I'm 31. I moved here from Chattanooga, Tennessee a little over a year ago, and discovered KPFK through my brother-in-law and my sister who live here in Riverside. And so I'm lucky enough to have a job that I sit every day at work and listen on my headphones to KPFK. And
you work where?
Sorry.
Riverside.
And so through listening steadily since last fall, I decided, you know, I want to run for the election board because I care a lot about KPFK, and now that I'm seeing the work that needs to be done, you know, I feel like you guys are doing a good job of trying to deal with all these issues with integrity, and I thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving across, other listener sponsored comments.
Okay. Well, I apologize for not being the last couple of meetings. I hurt my back, and this is the first one. I'm not sure if I'm running, because I'm really kind of discouraged for this next one. Yeah. But something I think that is sorely lacking with these proceedings is something that is no fault of any of us, and that's that we really don't have listener participation. You guys are here regularly, and there are very few of us here. So if anybody's going to be chastised about these proceedings, it's got to be on our end, the listeners. So whatever's coming up in the future, we really need to promote more listener involvement. You know, because we're supposed to be representatives, you know, so it's like we need to represent. And I'll sign your, my fellow vets.
Okay. Keep moving.
Okay, I support in principle, and I'm also a candidate, and I welcome the other candidates. I think there's a certain mentality that you have to have, and a certain spirit and drive that you have to have in order to really care about running for this a local station board. And I really care about listeners. I like to echo what Len just said about really encouraging listener participation and taking the democratic processes out to the listeners and bringing them in, and that means including them in committees, actively inviting them. I think an opportunity was lost with the pool of candidates that ran the last time, how they weren't pulled into the process. There's a lot of room for improvement. But I do support Ed Pearl's motion. I'd like to thank also Jim for surprising me with a motion and having my name on, as one of the listener coordinators. But I'm willing to be a service to, as I've been doing on the internet, calling for the town hall style meeting and having two. I think we can do it if we, you know, all work together. I also support having a child that has a disability and knowing people that have disabilities. My child has a developmental disability, and I know other people in the community that have developmental disabilities. So I think this is an issue of access. I think this is an issue that the national board and the directors should take to the national board, to the PNB, and make this a national issue that you come in compliance with the ADA, Americans with Disability Act. I'm kind of saddened to even know that there's a possibility that you're out of compliance. You know.
Lawrence, 10 seconds.
10 seconds, okay, thank you. So I just want to throw my support to the motion to bring an elevator into the station.